Ryan woke early, the soft chime of the Academy's morning bell echoing faintly through the dorm halls. The satin sheets tangled around his legs, the smooth fabric clinging to his skin as he shifted. The chastity belt pressed firmly against him, a cold reminder that the restraints on his body weren't going anywhere. For a moment, he lay still, the silence of the room heavy with unease. His mind drifted back to the inspection, the way Miss Delaney had knelt so calmly, her fingers tracing the locked edges of his belt, checking for any weakness. There had been no comfort in that moment, only submission. The welcome kit still sat on his desk, the dildo inside gleaming under the soft light, almost mocking him. He hadn't touched it. Not yet. A gentle knock at the door broke his thoughts. "Time for morning classes, Sissy," came Miss Delaney's voice, steady but not unkind. He dressed quickly in the uniform he'd worn yesterday. The blouse, the pleated skirt, the stockings that hugged his legs too snugly. Every piece felt foreign, wrong. But there was no alternative. Class one, posture and poise. The posture and poise room felt more like a dance studio. Mirrors lining every wall, polished wooden floors, a soft floral scent hanging in the air. Instructors stood along the edges, observing quietly, while seven trainees, including Ryan and Liam, stood at attention in the center. Miss Harper entered, her heels echoing sharply. "Ladies," she greeted, her voice smooth and commanding, "today we begin correcting what the world has done to your bodies, your posture, your walk, your presence. It will all change." She gestured toward a row of neatly arranged heels, black patent leather, modest in height, but unmistakably feminine. "You'll wear these for the remainder of the lesson." Ryan hesitated. Liam shot him a quick, knowing glance. "Just do it." Ryan stepped forward, slipping the heels on. The arch of the shoe forced his weight onto the balls of his feet, throwing him off balance immediately. He wobbled, catching himself. The instructor's sharp eyes didn't miss a thing. Back straight, shoulders down, chin up. Miss Harper's commands were crisp, cutting through the room like a blade. "Now, walk." One by one, the trainees walked the length of the room. Ryan watched, heart pounding, feeling every inch of his body resist. But when his turn came, he swallowed hard and stepped forward. The first step was shaky. His ankles trembled. The sway of the skirt, the pressure of the belt, the eyes on him, it all collided at once. "Slower," Miss Harper corrected softly. "Graceful. Feminine." He adjusted, focusing on smaller steps, softening his knees. His balance wavered, but the adjustments began to click. A little slower, a little softer. "Better," she said as he reached the end. His cheeks burned. Class two, feminine etiquette. After posture drills, the group moved into a smaller classroom, ornate, with round tables dressed in lace runners. Feminine etiquette was printed on the board. Miss Harper stood at the front again, gesturing to the tables. "Today we begin learning how to address one another properly. You are not men here. You will refer to yourselves and each other in ways that reflect your place." She gestured to the room. "One at a time, you will introduce yourselves. No stammering. Speak softly, but clearly." Ryan's stomach twisted. The introductions began, each trainee saying their name. Though some hesitated, Liam stumbled through his, cheeks red. Ryan felt the weight of the moment as his turn came. I'm Sissy," he said softly. Miss Harper's gaze didn't falter. "And what do we say after?" He froze. Another trainee answered softly across the room. "It's nice to meet you." Ryan forced the words out. It's nice to meet you. The lesson continued with proper table posture, hands folded gently on the lap, ankles crossed beneath the chair. Small corrections were made as the instructors circled the room. Liam whispered under his breath as they practiced introductions again. Could be worse. Ryan gave the faintest smirk in return, but the pressure in his chest stayed. The lunch bell rang shortly after. Ryan stood slowly, adjusting his skirt, feeling the ache in his calves from the heels. The morning had passed in a blur of corrections and soft humiliations. But the worst, he feared, was still to come. Thank you for watching this step of the journey. If you're enjoying Ryan's transformation, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss the next part. And if you'd like early access or to help shape what happens next, check out my Patreon at Feminize You, where the story goes deeper.